All right. There's the card. It's outside. I've secured everything. And everything in the field has been picked up. So, do you have the payment? Why would I remember what? I'm so tired. I've been working for 4 freaking days. You don't even have a horse or a donkey. I'd bring that cart up here myself. I mean, I can. I did it, but are you going to? I don't remember. I don't remember whatever we agreed upon. Whatever you give me is what you give me. Do you have it ready to go? Okay, then how long is it going to take? All right. Well, then, in we go. Inside. Inside. We're going inside your house. What? Does mud bother you? You can afford a maid. I'm going to go inside and take a load off. And if you want to feed me, awesome. If you want to give me water, cool. But I'm going to be here until you go get my payment and everything. Wow. This place looks cute. I will not be taking off my boots. It's fine, I promise you. this is cushy. This is cushy. Can I take this with me? All right, go ahead, give it to me. What? Give me the payment. No, this isn't enough. Oh, I believe you. I believe this is what we agreed upon. But I actually would like something different. I don't think you'll disagree. You. Did I stutter? No, I don't like sheep. I don't need a female freaking sheep. I said you. Y-O-U, not E-W-E. You. Yeah, I've got a cart outside. I mean, it's your cart, but we can take everything that you wanted from the field on it so you can have some food. And there's that little space, you know, in the front where someone, if they had a horse, could freaking drive them. You can sit there. And in 2 days' time, we can be back in my place. Pack up. There's still plenty of time. Why are you just standing there? Go pack up. Oh, you think this is it? No, you. I'm taking you. You're coming with me. Oh, come on. You did not just sit out there, literally sitting on a fence for a day, telling me all about how no one up here understands you, how your family has all these unreasonable expectations of who you're supposed to be, how you don't even like this place, but, well, you've never known anything different, how all of your friends are just... Frankly, the way you explained them to me, they're not exactly friends. We have different things, different people in our lives that are act. And I'm getting all flustered talking to you about all of this. I can't even keep my mind straight. Come on now, you're coming with me. Well, yeah, things would be different. I think you're charming. You're awkward. Well, what's wrong with that? Awkward's not a bad word. It just means you're not the norm. And who wants the norm? Humans are just so... they're false bravado. None of them are themselves. Have you ever noticed that? Really, think hard and deep about any of the humans that you know. They always hide a piece of themselves. Not as fucking works. If someone doesn't like us, we tell them to fuck off and crack their head. Just like that. I'll tell you, fuck off if you don't like something I don't like. And if you get in my face about it, well, then I crack your head. You should have a life where you're authentically you. You just are unabashedly who you want to be. And if you can't do that here, then you should come with me where you can. Forget this place. What's going to happen? You know, someone else is going to take it. You're not going to pay your taxes. The government's going to come get it. What are you going to care? You're going to be off living a freaking happy life. Seriously, go get in. This is your one chance. Plus, again, who's going to fuck with you? If someone shows up at my doorstep and tries to say you're coming with them, again, back to the head cracking. It's something we really like to do. you know, just watching someone who needs their up-and-comings up and came. Listen, I'm an orc. I didn't get the best of education. Words may not be. Listen, you're coming with me. You're not happy here. This is not an option. Nah, like, I know we're, people think of us as monsters. All we do is run around and break stuff. But you'll find most of us, it's probably because it's just, we're just acting how we feel in the moment. And in this moment, I want you to be happy. And you're not going to be happy. If I leave here, then you're going to always wonder what could have been, what should have been. And quite frankly, you gave me a little confession the other night, didn't you? You don't remember? You told me you felt much safer with me around. And when that stupid wench down the street showed up hollering that we were making too much noise, harvesting stuff for her to be able to read her fucking magazines, and I told her to get her you-know-what out of here. She's such a see you next Tuesday. You smiled for the first time that I've ever seen you smile. Well, yeah, someone needed to tell the old Betty off, but that's the whole point. You don't know how to. And it's not because you're broken. It's because you've been taught not to. So why don't you come live in a place where people can teach you to stand up for yourself? And no one's going to care what you're into, what you like, what you do. Hell, if you're different half the time, my kind will just say, that's pretty fucking cool. May not be something we understand or like, but we'll hear you out because, well, we're orcs. We'll try anything once, usually about 3 times, just to make good and sure we don't like it. Come on, we're sitting here wasting daylight. You have 2 options. You can make me a sandwich, and then we're going to go. Or you can hurry the fuck up and pack, and we're going to go. What is it going to be? Sweet. Thought you would say that, so here you go. But I poured you a glass of water. You're looking awful thirsty. No, of course I don't care that you're weaker than me. Doesn't matter. You're stronger than me in other ways. You're so smart. God, you memorize things so easily. You're a really good fucking listener. That's a rare trait. Well, no, orcs, we listen, but still, it's just a good trait to have. You don't see that often. I would even say you don't belong here. You're an exceptional human. You're in tune with your feelings. You are different, and even though you hide it, you're not trying to change it. You still embrace it in the quiet moments when you can. A lot of people don't even do that. They just sit in their closet with the light on and the door open, pretending they're not in the closet. No, I don't mean that you're gay, not that there's anything wrong with that, but we're all humans. All humans, all orcs are in the closet in some way. We just work on coming out, whereas most humans don't. And I like that. I like that you are basically living the orcish life, except you're just not cracking heads. That does look like a good sandwich. I'm glad you chose that option because I'm quite hungry. All right. So is that everything that you're going to want? Because we're not coming back here. At least not for quite a long time. And by the time I think you come back, I don't know if any of this stuff will be here. Really? Well, that does sound quite adventurous. Well, okay. Would you like me to pick you up and put you up there? Well, it's either that or watch you try to get up on that cart without... cart stand. How old is this thing? It's not very well put together, but it'll do. Here we go. I'm glad to see you packed pretty light. Just a couple of keepsakes? Well, that's good. All right. Nope, it's fine. I'm pretty fucking strong. I got this. This cart's like a backpack to me, I promise. Let's go. No, it's about a 2-day walk, but it'll be fine. I think you'll like it. No, they won't be mean to you. I mean, you'll be different, but, you know, they'll actually be intrigued by it. They'll like the fact that you're different. They'll want to hear your stories. Where did you come from? Well, no, you come from a completely foreign land to all of them. So you will actually be quite of interest. They don't know anything about the modern conveniences of this world. Well, they travel a bit, but you still know things better than they do. They visit. You understand it. There's a difference. Well, no. I mean, you can come back anytime you want. I'm not going to necessarily, well, keep you. I'm not going to lie. I'd be so sad if you left. It'd drive me crazy, and I'd probably come back and get you. I don't know. It sounds a little crazy, doesn't it? But, it'll work. Why would you even want to leave, though? We're going to have a fun little time together. Oh, you? Well, no, you're mine. Oh, you don't seem to understand. No, I'm not just taking you to my place. You're going to live there. We're going to live together. Was it not obvious to you, sweet little human? Gosh, your obliviousness is so charming. You're mine forever. I wouldn't mind you coming back from time to time to say hi to a friend or family member, but if you're gone for too long, I'd have to hunt you down. I'm quite the good little tracker, too. Don't worry. I wouldn't crack your head. Well, unless you wanted me to. That sounds like it could be fun. You get used to it over time. Well, no, I actually quite like that. Hit me as much as you want. It'll be fun. No. See, look, now we're up over this hill, down that ridge and down across that way. That's where we're headed. You're going to be home, and you're going to be home forever. It's okay. Oh, you caught that, did you? Well, can't lie to you now, my love, can I? I absolutely took that mead and put a little concoction that I got from some Gorgon friends of mine. No. They don't just turn you to stone. They have some other fun little things that they can do. Makes people a little bit more compliant. Slows them down. Makes it easier for them to want to go along with your plan. But it's okay. Because I know once you're away, once you no longer have your family breathing down your neck and your friends constantly criticizing you, you're not going to change your mind. And if I get worried, we'll just make sure you keep having some nice mead. Oh, well, whatever it takes to make you happy. All right, you rest easy. No, I'm not scared. When bears pop out, I can handle them. There's nothing in this forest that I would ever let touch you. All righty. Well, there's a blanket for you. I'll just keep trekking on, and we'll be home really soon. Hey, guys. Oh, Lord, that orc story. Made that art, God, how long ago, and Discord, and just wanted to work it into something, but I didn't want yet another character in Rise of Renzor quite yet. Not saying we can't pull her in at some point, just not quite yet. Couldn't figure out a voice to do for her either. Like, was going to go super, super deep, but I don't know if I could maintain that. So, yay, trying out new things. If you guys like this one, please leave a comment below. I'm a little obsessed with monster girls kidnapping people. It's okay. It's totally, like, normal. I'm sure it's totally normal. I'm sure it's okay. If you guys are on Discord, feel free to hit me up, talk to me. Love chit-chatting with you guys. It gets quite flirty in there. sorry, not sorry. And yeah, no, that's it. I lied. Yesterday I said we were at the 20th story. Today is 20 stories, 100 stories in 100 days. So yeah, that's crazy to think that we're almost, you know, we're a fifth of the way through it as of today. So I'm kind of proud of that. Anyways, guys, I will see you in the next one. Peace.